Well, the past, the weight and the dialect is what he calls this section. And he says, I have always felt that a great many mysteries in theology boil down to the mystery of time. Mm. Why is it that our eternal God loves to draw things out in time?
Yeah.
Certainly a great part of the problem of suffering lies in the fact that our suffering is drawn out in time. We cry out to God and he does not seem to hear, or rather he in effect tells us to wait and wait and wait. guess what, Jews, you're going to wander in the desert for 40 years. Well, why can't he just kill them over like maybe a 7-year period? Why is it 40? You know, the expectation, I think of Eve, of naming, people like Abel and Seth, seemed to be, a desire of saying, well, you know, God said the Messiah is going to come, and guess what? Here's our next, kin. Oh, now we just have to wait, you know, 4,400 years, and then Jesus comes about when the Romans build all the roads. So that's what we had to wait for, maybe. So why do we have to wait? Well, Scripture tells us that a great deal of about this waiting process. It shows us that how God's people are tested by the passage of time over and over and over again. But it also shows us, again and again, how God brings the waiting periods to an end, vindicating himself and ending the suffering of his people.
Right. And so Frank tells us the whole Old Testament period may be described as a period of waiting, right? The whole Old Testament, hundreds of years. He says it's evident that Israel's home in Canaan does not in itself fulfill the promise made to Abraham. The bulls and the goats offered in sacrifice do not take away the sin of the people. Of all the deliverers, none of them are able to crush the head of Satan, as was promised in Genesis chapter 3. And indeed, Israel's disobedience, punctuated to be sure by periods of revival, becomes worse and worse throughout the whole Old Testament. So in perspective, the long wait of the Old Testament period accentuates the problem of evil, Frank tells us. And not just because of its length, but also because it produces a kind of what he says, or what he calls it, a dialectic, notice, between justice and mercy. And so now he's going to focus on this, and this is going to be, for him, a problem of evil that we will actually see God explain and deal with and give us a good, satisfactory answer. And so, and he's going to use that now as a paradigm to help us to understand the problem of evil that God hasn't explained, right?
Right.